Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Hoz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards short. De La Hoz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Seavers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-1 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-1 in the game. Seavers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Severs moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up towards short. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pizarro. Romano moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0-for-2 in the game. De La Haz hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant strikes out. Carrion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grant out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Cam Carrion. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith pinch hits for Turk Lown. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Frank Funk now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.